T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have to ask you about the president's latest tweet. Margie, you want to read part of that?
Yeah, just a part of it. Basically, he's saying that California's been forced to cancel the massive bullet train project. Then he adds, we want that money back now. Whole project is a, quote, green disaster.
And so was Gavin Newsom's announcement yesterday about exactly what he was going to do with the high-speed rail. Many people walked away from the speech thinking and hearing that he said that it was never going to, that it wasn't going to be happening between San Francisco and Los Angeles as approved by the voters, at least not now. And everybody said, well, what's it going to be? And, well, it's going to be between Merced and Bakersfield. So people put two and two together and they came out with four, saying, okay, that's where it starts, that's where it ends, that's the end of the high-speed rail.
All right, so this is the start of another round of a Twitter war between
our
president and our governor.
Well, even before the president got involved, you know, about the $3.5 billion of federal money that helped build that, even before that happened, the ricochet was heard all across the country. Because while a lot of people in California said, or have been used to the idea that this bullet train wasn't going anywhere fast, and that, you know, it was turning into a boondoggle and needed to be scaled back, the rest of the country was looking to California as the big green place that was going to build the bullet train. And sure, back there, a lot of the enviros were saying, that were being faced with comments in the conservative media saying, California's green governor is pulling the plug on high-speed rail. So it would appear that Gavin was coming out against the high-speed rail initiative on the national front. So his people were doing backflips today, trying to get, you know, what he really meant to say was this is on hold and on pause. And everybody in Sacramento said Los Angeles was going, wait a minute, this is not what you said. This is not what we heard. What's going on here?
All right. So we're going to have to change gears abruptly here because we told our listeners you're going to tell us quickly about curbside campers in San Francisco. They're kind of saying thanks, but no thanks to getting some help from the city.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting thing, not only in San Francisco, but around the Bay Area, because, you know, when we're confronted with homeless and a problem like that, the first thing we do is we bring out our charitable sides. You know, we really do.
Sure.
We did it with the tent dwellers where we try to find shelter for them, and we go and we give programs to them and say, what's it take to get you off the streets and into a shelter? We don't like to send the cops. We don't. We don't like to do what we call enforcement. We like to do counseling. The problem, but so they have about 400 plus of these curbside campers in our cars and RVs are starting to show up in San Francisco, and they're growing at a rate of about 15 a week. So the city went out and did a survey, and they went and interviewed them to find out what kind of services they might need and how they might be able to help them.
And
the answer was 8 out of 10 said, we don't really need your help.
We're doing fine, thanks. Yeah.
And they're not poor, they just like living this way.
Would have figured that they would have even asked for services. So the Department of Homelessness is going, I'm not sure we can deal with this in our usual way. We might actually have to send the cops out there and to say no camping overnight, which brings in the thing, do you criminalize the campers? No, you don't criminalize the campers. So City Hall's in a big uproar about this. We'll see where it goes. But like I said, it's one of those things where compassion turns around and says, hey, what do you do when somebody doesn't want your help?
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.